You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media this Friday afternoon. Stay with us for Commodity Week in the second half hour of our program, or pick it up online. We'll talk about Brexit. Yep, that's right. The European Union and UK's potential exit from it in Commodity Week coming up soon. Right now, let's take up the weather forecast, though. Eric Snodgrass is here. He's with Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for being along today. Tell me about the weather forecast, maybe that we've just had, and what we're looking for over the next 10 days or so.
Sure, yeah. So we've had quite a bit of heat in the last 7 to 10 days. Thankfully, that subsided yesterday and today. But you know what? The heat's going to build again Saturday through Monday. We're talking upper 80s, maybe even some lower 90s here, and hotter in the plains. But around Monday evening, maybe Tuesday morning, a weak cold front tries to cut across the Corn Belt kind of from east to west. It's going to help to drop the temperatures in the Midwest and the eastern part of the Corn Belt, you know, Tuesday through maybe the end of the week, maybe towards Friday. At the same time, pretty large trough in the jet stream is going to be moving over the eastern half of the country. That's what's going to help us return to these kind of near normal temperatures. So we're talking lower to middle 80s rather than the 90s, which we've been seeing. Now, the thing I'm kind of keeping an eye on, though, is to the west. Heat is starting to build. To the south, heat is starting to build. And a large ridge is forming out west. So we're expecting some triple-digit heat through the western and northern plains through parts of next week. Now, this is going to try to move east as the week progresses, which is going to help us to return to these warmer temperatures by next weekend. But I got to be honest, I'm watching that ridge very, very closely, because as it migrates, as it moves, as it strengthens, it could really do a lot to impact our late June and July temperatures.
And then if you take a look at the forecast models, the U.S. and the European model, what do they tell us?
Yeah, so I'm focusing right now a lot on the ECMWF, which is the European equivalent of our GFS model. A lot of your listeners probably know what the GFS is. Here's the thing. It's been performing better than the GFS recently. It has been warmer than the GFS has been recently. And as a result of that, actually getting the temperatures more correct, it's also staying warmer through the next 15 days. So one of the things I'm seeing, though, is that in the ECMWF, we're expecting the jet stream to go more zonal by the end of June. Now, that simply means that the airflow in the jet stream, instead of being in big ridges and troughs, is kind of in a ridgy pattern out west, but then gets kind of straight west to east across the eastern half of the country. Now, what that means is there's not going to be any real massive surges of heat, but it also means the odds of it being cool around here is very low. Now, we can look even farther than that with the ECMWF model. So we need to start looking into July. And when I start to look into July, this is what I see. I don't see any indication of it being a cool down at all in July. I see that heat is going to be focused in the Great Plains and the western parts of the Midwest. That's Western Corn Belt. And maybe even migrating more toward the center part of the Corn Belt. And we know this. We know that our best corn yield years have cool Julys. Think 2014, 2015, we had highs in the upper 70s. The probability of that happening this year is very low. Now, as of this point, I'm not forecasting the triple-digit heat, but I am forecasting the probability of a high probability of being in the 90s, the low 90s, maybe mid-90s, quite a bit through July. Now, let's turn our focus really quickly here at the end to talk about precipitation. Last 7 days, it's been all about these thunderstorm complexes, right? So if you've been near one, you've been getting lots of rain. But if you've been missed, like parts of Missouri, parts of western Illinois, and parts of Iowa and Ohio, well, then you've gone quite a few days without a lot of precipitation. But parts of Illinois, like northern Illinois and Indiana, have received quite a bit. So here's the quick forecast. High pressure dominates over the east in the short term. And that basically kind of starts things off dry. Weak low pressure system skirts along the northern part of the U.S., kind of the U.S.-Canadian border this weekend, early next week. But that precip stays in the northern Corn Belt. Then, when the cold front tries to come through Monday night, Tuesday morning, it will try to bring some precipitation through our area here in Illinois, through parts of the Corn Belt, kind of from an east to west trajectory. But it's going to be scattered and maybe thunderstorm-like, which means some places are going to get missed again. So when you take a step back and say, what do the next 10 days look like? I'm not seeing any major organized weather systems moving through the Corn Belt that are going to drop a lot of precipitation. Thankfully, we're not in any sort of serious drought at this point, which means that if we do go a 10-day stretch where it's dry, drier than average, it's not going to be as, you know, detrimental on the crop as it could have been. So we're seeing some heat. We're seeing maybe some precipitation stresses. You know, that might work to kind of knock yields back a little bit, but we are not talking about a revisit to 2012.
Sounds like something to watch in the future. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today, Eric.
Thank you.